This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, today we continue with our special Christmas series called The Light of Jesus at Christmas. In these lessons, Pastor Rick shows us how the light of Jesus brought into the world at Christmas illuminates, purifies, heals, and grows each of us in this season and beyond. Now, before we get started, we want to let you know that a very generous friend has given a $100,000 matching grant to Daily Hope. That means that all this month, every dollar you give to help Daily Hope share the hope of Jesus around the world will be matched up to $100,000. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called, Will I Make Room for Jesus?
1 Corinthians 2:14. The unspiritual person has no room, there's that phrase, no room for the gifts of God's Spirit. In fact, to him, they're folly. He can't even recognize them. I can't put anything more in there because it's already crammed full of stuff. You've probably got closets like that. Somebody brought you a whole new wardrobe, you'd have no place to put it because your area is crammed. We overbook our lives. We overspend our budget. We overestimate our strength and all of these things, and we walk around tired all the time because we've overbooked our heart. Jesus describes it in Mark chapter 4, verse 19. He says, they are overwhelmed with worries. They're overwhelmed with worries about all the things they have to do and all the things they want to get. That sound familiar? And the stress strangles what they heard and nothing comes of it. Their life is overbooked. Their life is overcrowded. And by the way, the reason why somebody can go to church their entire life and it doesn't change them is because of this crowded heart syndrome. You come and you hear a kernel of truth. You get a little seed of wisdom and it is planted in your heart. You think, yeah, I need to do that. But you go home and immediately you're distracted by all the things you have to do, all the things you want to get, and you forget it, and that seed is choked and it never grows into a fruit-producing tree. You see, I'm not talking about evil things here. You can fill your life with good things, really good things, and still not have any time for God. I mean, you could go to church 6 days a week. You could be involved in ministry all the time, and you're so busy working for God, God doesn't have any time to work in you. That's why the Bible says, be still and know that I am God. Translation, sit down and shut up. Is it chill out? You need to relax. Stop trying to do so much. Let God do more in you. It's much more relaxing and much more fulfilling. One example of this is Jesus had some friends named Mary and Martha. They were sisters. And one day they invite him over for dinner. So Jesus goes over for dinner. Mary figures out what's important. This is the Son of God at our house. We're only going to get this once in a lifetime. So she sits down at the feet of Jesus and starts listening. But Martha was busy worrying about the hors d'oeuvres. And, you know, is everything in its place? And here's where the story picks up in Luke chapter 10. It says, Mary sat at Jesus' feet, listening to what he said. Okay? But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. Sounds like Christmas. You know, you could have spent the entire last month buying gifts, wrapping gifts, decorating the house, putting up the lights, fixing the tree, sending out the cards, preparing the meals, getting everything done. And have you had any time for Jesus? No. It's his birthday. We're so busy with the preparation, you don't have any time for him. There's no room in your heart. It's crowded. Martha was distracted at all the preparations that had to be made, and she came to Jesus and said, Lord, don't you care that my sister's left me to do all the work by myself? Sounds like a sister. Tell her to help me. But Jesus said, Dear Martha, you get upset over all these little details, but there's really only one thing worth being concerned about. And Mary has discovered it. What is that? Getting to know the Son of God, getting to know Jesus Christ. Why? Because everything else you do isn't going to matter in eternity. Your career isn't going to last beyond your lifetime. Your hobbies aren't going to last beyond your lifetime. Your bank account isn't going to last beyond your lifetime. The only thing that's going to last beyond your lifetime is your relationship to God. And God puts you on earth not just to take up space, breathe, use air, retire and die. He puts you here so you could get to know him, to know and love him the way he knows and loves you. That's going to last forever and ever and ever. So Jesus says, Mary has figured out the one thing that's worth being concerned about. You know, as somebody who does care about you, as a friend, as a pastor, if I could give you any gift this Christmas, my wish would be that you would figure out what's the one thing that matters most. And it isn't getting more money. And it isn't becoming famous. And it isn't even having fun. It's getting to know the Creator who made you and building a relationship so you go to be with him forever and eternity when this life's over. You know what I've discovered? See, as I was saying here, you can do lots of good things and still not have any room for Jesus in your life. What I've discovered is if Satan can't make you bad, he'll just make you busy. He doesn't care what distracts you. It doesn't have to be evil as long as you pay no attention to God in your life. It could be all kinds of good things that are proper. In fact, they're all gifts from God. But they're not God. And you can't have them at the center of your life, because if that's the center of your life, then when that dies, you fall apart. If your job's the center of your life falls apart when you lose it. If your bank account's the center of your life falls apart when the stocks tank. But if God is the center of your life, nothing can shake you, because it can't be taken from you. Deuteronomy, the Bible says it like this: make sure that you don't become so full. In other words, your life is so crammed, there's no room. You're so full of yourself and your things that you forget God. You see, we don't pay attention when God's around. We're just not even listening. And we crowd our lives with so many other things, even good things, that we don't have any time for God. And the third reason we don't make room is because we really don't think we need to make room for God. The bottom line is, we really don't think we need to make room for Jesus. We have a sense of self-sufficiency that says, I'm doing fine on my own. Oh, really? Now, you may be living a good life. You say, I'm living the good life. Great. Would you like to know if there's a better life? Because there is. The good life is good, but the good life is not good enough. You need the better life. I mean, when I was a kid, my mom fed me SpaghettiOs. Now, I thought they were the world until I discovered In-N-Out Burger. And I went from the good life to the better life. If there was a better life than you're living right now and God wanted to give it to you, don't you think you'd be interested in it? Well, yes, you would. Don't you think I'd think, I at least ought to check it out? Yeah, I think you would. And he's saying here, we don't think we need to make room for him. See, this is what the innkeeper did. The innkeeper's saying, why do I need any more guests? Sorry, no room. I've already sold out. I've made my bundle. I've bankrolled it. I've made as much money as I'm going to make tonight. So I really couldn't care less about anybody else, because my life, my inn, my rooms are full. And a lot of people say that to Jesus today. My life, the rooms of my heart are full. I don't have any room for God. Don't have any room for Jesus.
Thank you so much for listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We've got some incredible news to share with you. A very generous friend has given a $100,000 matching grant to this ministry. All this month, every dollar you give to help Daily Hope share the certain hope of Jesus around the world will be matched up to $100,000. So $25 becomes $50, $50 becomes $100, and $500 becomes $1,000. Whatever you give will be doubled by the matching grant up to $100,000, but only till midnight December 31st. So please contact us today. Go to PastorRick.com or just call 800-600-5004.
If you want to make your time in prayer the best it can be, then you're going to want to get a copy of the brand new 2021 Daily Hope Prayer Journal. This year's theme, God's Great Adventure for You, will help you tap into God's power and presence when you learn how to pray with passion and purpose. Covered in soft vegan leather with full-color pages, this prayer journal has sections to pray for specific people and situations, as well as space to express your gratitude and personal prayer requests to God. Each page is beautifully designed and filled with inspiring Bible verses, photos, and artwork. The God's Great Adventure for You Prayer Journal is a spiritual growth tool designed to help you enjoy a vibrant prayer life, connect with God, and establish a consistent daily prayer time. When you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the certain hope of Jesus to people around the world, we'll send you the all-new 2021 Daily Hope Prayer Journal to say thanks. Quantities are limited, so don't wait. Call 800-600-5004 to get your prayer journal and have your gift matched up to $100,000. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
You want to know what your God is? I'll tell you what it is. It's whatever you think about most. Whatever you think about most in your life is your God, because that's what's most important to you. Now, for some people, their God is their career. For some people, their God is their family. For some people, their God is making money or whatever. But whatever is first place in your thought, what you think about most is your God. And anything that's not God becomes what the Bible calls an idol. That's a false God. See, the deeper reason for our inattention is really, we don't want God. I'm doing just fine, thank you very much. So God, you created me, you made me, yeah, Jesus came and died for me, but I tell you what, God, you stay on your side of the fence and I'll stay on mine, thank you very much. Well, there's only a problem with that. You miss the very purpose of your life. You weren't made to be disconnected from God, and you don't have any power in your life when you are disconnected from God. I don't know how many of you lost power this week, but have you noticed that when the power's off, all of your utilities, I mean, all of your appliances are worthless? A disconnected toaster is worthless without power. A disconnected blender is worthless without power. It's just a piece of junk. A vacuum cleaner is a piece of junk if there's no electricity to it. Those things cannot fulfill their purpose unless they're plugged into the power. You cannot fulfill your purpose unless you're plugged into the God who made you, who gives you that power. So we run out of power. But the truth is, it's human nature to wander. It's my nature to go, forget you, God. I'm going to do my thing. I got my plans. In fact, I think, God, I know what will make me happy better than you do. And so we just kind of wander off. The Bible calls us, it says it's like, we're like sheep. We just kind of, sheep are naturally wanderers. The Bible says this, there on your outline, we are all like sheep. We've all wandered off. We've all gotten lost. In other words, I don't know what I'm supposed to do next year. Where am I coming from? Where am I going? What is the purpose of my life? What am I supposed to do with my life? I'm not directed. I'm drifting through life. We've all gotten lost. We've all done our own thing. And we've all gone our own way. Now, that's the bad news. What's the good news? Is the good news is that if I make Jesus, make room for Jesus in my life, an amazing number of benefits take place. What are those benefits? Why should I make room for Jesus in my life, even if it means clearing out some other stuff? Well, let me just give you two reasons. I could give you a lot of them, but let me just give you two that are very simple, but they're very profound. Here's the first reason. First reason I should make room for Jesus in my life is because I want to know my Creator and my Savior. He made me and he saved me. So I need to know that. I mean, if I said, hey, I'll introduce you to Bono, and you go, well, I don't really care. Well, it's no big deal. If I said, let me introduce you to three or four of the presidents I know, well, you say, well, no big deal. But if I were to say, let me introduce you to God, he created you and has a purpose for your life, I would think I'd want to be interested in that. He is my creator. I said, I thought you were talking about meeting Jesus. I am. I thought God made us. He did. Jesus is God. Come in human form. Look at what the Bible says. Before anything else existed, there was Christ with God. He has always been alive. He didn't start at Bethlehem 2,010 years ago. He has always been alive and is himself God. He created everything there is. That includes you and me. Nothing exists that he didn't make. He made it all, so he owns it all. Eternal life is in him, and this life gives light to all mankind. It helps me see in the dark when I don't think I can see any other way. So I definitely want to make room in my life for Jesus Christ because he made me. And that would make life a whole lot better. You know, like they say, when in doubt, consult the owner's manual. When in doubt, read the directions. That's the Bible. When in doubt, talk to the inventor. God invented you, but he didn't just create you. He saves you. And the reason he came at Christmas is to die for all your sins. Let me explain this. We've all messed up. I think that's pretty common knowledge. I don't measure up to my own standards, much less God's, and you don't either. I don't know really anybody who's perfect. We've all sinned. We've all made mistakes, faults, fumbles, flaws, bloopers, sins, rebellion. I mean, really, I've talked to thousands, maybe tens of thousands of people around the world. I've never met anybody who claimed to be sinless. I've never met anybody who said, I'm perfect. In fact, if you think you're perfect, there's really only one solution for you. You need to get married. Okay? That'll solve that one really quick, okay? Okay, all you need to do is get married and you'll know you are not sinless, okay? Marriage doesn't create problems, it reveals them, okay? And you are the problem. And you know, like I always say, you know, before you get married, opposites attract, and then after you get married, opposites attack. Now, I want to not only know my creator, I want to know my savior, who came to die for my sins. Now, why? Here's the reason. Follow me on this. Heaven is a perfect place. No sorrow, no sadness, no sickness. It's incredible. Full color, amazing. You think the world's cool? Heaven's unbelievable. Now, heaven is perfect. I'm not. And by the way, neither are you. I stopped being perfect about day two. So, if God lets imperfect people into heaven, it's not going to be a perfect place anymore. If God lets all of us into heaven with all of our imperfections, heaven's going to be no better than earth because we'll take with them our lust, our ego, our betrayals, our rejections, murders, rapes. Heaven would be no better than earth. So God had to come up with a plan B. And he said, here's what I'll do. I will come to earth at Christmas time. I'm going to send my son, Jesus Christ. And he's going to live a perfect life in your stead, in your place. And then he's going to die for all your sins so you don't have to pay for them. They've all been paid off. And then you get to go scot-free into heaven by just trusting him. What a deal. What a deal. And so the Bible says this. The most famous verse in the Bible, God so loved the world, that's you and me, that he gave his one and only son, that's Jesus, that whoever believes in him, who's whoever involved? Everybody. I don't care what your background is. I don't care what your age is, what your ethnic group is. I don't care what your religion is. You may be Baptist or Buddhist or Methodist or Muslim or Mormon or Hindu. You may be atheist or agnostic or no religion at all. Doesn't matter to me. The Bible says, whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's a good deal. I get to become a part of God's family, and that family is going to last forever. Jesus said it, the Bible says it like this, John chapter 1. He, Jesus, came into the world which belonged to him. Remember, he made it, so we all belong to him anyway. But those who were his did not receive him, no room, and did not welcome him, no room. But those who did receive him and welcome him, come on into my room, come into the rooms of my heart, all the rooms, bathroom, bedroom, living room. To those who did receive him and welcome him, he gave the privilege and the power to become the children of God. Because, and here's how you become a child of God, they believed in his name. And that way I become a part of God's family and God becomes my father. So wait a minute, isn't God the father of everybody? No, he is not. God created everybody. God loves everybody. God has a purpose for everybody. But God is only the father of those who choose to become a part of his family by meeting the family requirements, which are believe in the Son he sent at Christmas. That's the condition. Now, I not only get to be a part of God's family, I get to know my Creator and my Savior, which is a big deal, but there are actually some benefits here and now, right now, for the rest of your life here on earth. And the second reason I want to open every room of my heart to Jesus is to enjoy a life of purpose, peace, and power.
Thank you so much for listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We've got some incredible news to share with you. A very generous friend has given a $100,000 matching grant to this ministry. That means that all this month, every dollar you give to help Daily Hope share the certain hope of Jesus around the world will be matched up to $100,000. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Do you even know why we give Christmas gifts to each other? It's because God gave the first Christmas gift, the gift of his Son. God has been using you and your generous support to literally transform the lives of so many people who've never heard about the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. We couldn't do any of this without you, without your support. You know, I do this for free. I serve Daily Hope for free. We're 100% listener funded. And I want to thank you for being obedient to God when he tells you to give to Daily Hope. You might not think you've got a lot to give. It's the regular giving, month after month after month, that God multiplies. And thanks to all of you, we're reaching more and more people with the good news every day. So let me just say at this time of the year, I want to appreciate your partnership in this ministry. Any success that we have is because God is working through us together. Your prayers make a difference, your giving make a difference, and you telling other people about the program makes a difference. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Would you continue to pray for me? I really need your prayers. Pray that God will give me just the right words to say this next year as we go into a year of daily hope, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with people all around the world. Then let me know how you're doing. Let me know how we can pray for you. We have a prayer team here. It blesses me to hear from you. And so just write me, rick@pastorrick.com. It's real simple, rick@pastorrick.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for giving. Thanks for sharing. And thanks for caring. God bless you.
All this month, every dollar you give to help Daily Hope share the certain hope of Jesus around the world will be matched up to $100,000. So $25 becomes $50, $50 becomes $100, and $500 becomes $1,000. You can give right now by going to PastorRick.com or by calling 800-600-5004. We'll say thanks by sending you the brand new Daily Hope Prayer Journal. That's PastorRick.com or by calling 800-600-5004. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.